your hometown.
The sun rises in the east but sets in Rosemont. Join us today as we head west and visit Rosemont for this month's Your Hometown. Rosemont, a place you should call home.
All right, you're listening to Chicago's Afternoon News as we feature Rosemont. It's all sponsored by the Village of Rosemont at Properties and also McDonald's. You want your hometown featured? We do it on the last Thursday of every month. Go to WGNradio.com/your hometown and you can get it done. Speaking of Rosemont, Chris Kattan is on a phone line. He's performing in Rosemont at Zany's there next month, I think, September 19th. Hey, Chris, it's nice to talk to you. I don't think we've ever spoken before.
I don't know. I don't think we have. I just looked at my past text in the last 20 years.
And
it doesn't look like we've ever communicated.
Now, is that, do you have that electronic, or is that a Rolodex you have to look at?
It's the Rolodex. It's the old paper Rolodex. I just turn it with my, you know, on this little file thing.
I paper
and I write my notes.
There's no pressure. I don't want to say this is a big show, but we started with President Biden, of course, with the sad news from Afghanistan. Now you're here, and we're going to wrap up with Diane Capone, Al Capone's granddaughter, if you can believe it.
Wow, that sounds like a good tour. That would be a great tour to go see.
Auctioning off some of her grandfather's stuff, and she was lovely. I didn't expect her to talk like a gangster from the 30s, but she was a very lovely lady. Hey, tell me about the room at Rosemont. Right, you certainly played there several times.
I have, yeah. It's a great room. It's got great energy, and the people in that area are fantastic. You know, and it's certainly a nice time. It's nice to have comedy out there, you know, when it comes around, you know, so any opportunity, you know, and I certainly do love making people laugh, and that's one thing I was born to do, and the people of Rosemont, Illinois are great, you know. I think they're exceptionally smart and have a good sense of humor.
Well, so. You just checked that mark. Okay, so tell me.
Good. That was the first question.
Well played. So tell me, when you're on stage, when do you know if you've got the room?
Well, I usually pay them in advance. All.
So you know before you take the stage.
I Venmo each person individually the day beforehand, and I say, please laugh as much as you can. And usually it's about $30. They take it about $30.
Is that a $30?
That's when I know.
$30 total or per person?
Per person.
Okay.
And they all agree. There's like an NDA where they say, yes, I will laugh at everything you say, Chris Kattan. And I send them the Venmo.
Well, seriously, though, there must be, when you're on stage, there must be a time when you know you got this crowd.
It's an energy thing, you know. It's a chemistry kind of thing, you know, really. It's kind of like when you, when they're at their happiest, I think, you know. I like to do a lot of improvisational crowd work, you know, and talk to the crowd and, you know, talk to them, you know, in a bit of a sarcastic way, I guess. I don't know. Very playful, you know, And I think just chemistry. I think it's a chemistry thing, really, is what it is. It's not about like this joke or that joke. It's really just it's kind of a connection.
We're talking to Chris Kattan, a comedian who's going to be at the Rosemont Zany's on September 19th as we feature Rosemont today. Then in Chicago on Wells Street at Zany's on the 20th and 21st. Do you do COVID jokes or do you stay away from that?
I draw different pictures of what I think a COVID face would look like.
Okay, very good.
That's part of my act. No, well, I don't. I do. I don't. I don't have. No, I don't really. I mean, if you like me to tell them, I guess I will. I can come up with some on the spot. If somebody yells, "Hey, let's hear a great COVID joke," I'm sure I'll come up with one.
So $30 or $35.
There's a lot of great material.
$35 for a COVID joke?
$37.
Well, listen, have a great show September 19th at Zany's at Rosemont and then in the city of Chicago on the 20th and 21st. Chris, it was nice to talk to you. Put me in your Rolodex.
I will. I just misspelled Steve, but I think I got it now.
It's easily done. I totally understand.